this tutorial, I will be talking about and demonstrating how to connect a set of computer speakers to your mixer or audio interface. Now, why would you want to do this? Let's say you have a good pair of speakers that you want to use to monitor what is coming out of your mixer or your audio interface. Now, this wouldn't be practical in a professional studio setting, right? Because studio monitors are designed for a specific purpose, which is to monitor what you're recording, but you're going to get a lot more out of the studio monitors, meaning you'll be able to pick up things that computer speakers aren't going to pick up because computer speakers are designed for just that, plugging into your computer. So, to plug in our speakers, you will need this handy little duo quarter inch to single 3.5 millimeter male cable. You want to make sure that your mixer has two monitor outs so that this will work. So, with that out of the way, let's get started. I have my dual quarter inch to single 3.5 male cable here. And what I'm first going to do is connect the single 3.5 millimeter jack into the back of my Bose speakers that I have been using for years and don't yet feel like getting rid of. So I'm going to plug them into the mixer and see what they sound like. I've plugged the 3.5 end into the back of the speakers. Now I'm going to go ahead and plug the quarter inch outputs into the mixer. Okay, we have everything plugged in. Now let's test it to see if it works. And we see that everything is working. In fact, my voice is coming out of the speakers here. My music is also coming out of the speakers, so everything is working. Now, this mixer does have other outputs, so that if we want to monitor the sound coming from our headphones to come out of the speakers instead of its own monitor with its own level, we can do that as well. But for the sake of this tutorial, we're simply demonstrating the, in my opinion, better way of doing this. And this is because the monitor outs on the mixer also mirror the XLR outputs on the back. These are, of course, so that you can plug in a set of powered speakers or studio monitors to this mixer. And this solution is much better because, as I mentioned before, you have your own volume and you don't have to mess with the headphone volume and worry about it simultaneously changing the speaker volume. So with this method, we have our own system here. We're able to change the volume independently from our headphones. And this is useful if I don't want to hear what's coming out of the mixer through the speakers. So, hope this has been of help. If you have any other questions about this tutorial or any others about this mixer or audio in general, please contact us. The email is bbunchradio@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter, Clubhouse, or Facebook by looking us up as FOL Show, respectively. We'll see you.